Hey, everybody. Good Friday morning to you. Tiny Biscuits, Tom Callahan here under the Talking Puck umbrella. And a couple of things I wanted to talk about because we had some news come out on Thursday night. So as you're hearing this on a Friday morning, it's still fresh and something that I really kind of wanted to bump a couple of the other podcasts. I had already recorded some of the Tiny Biscuits and get to this one because it is important information. Two things that came out three items of news, but I'm not going to talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins having a player test positive. He's recovered, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. So right now, the Stanley Cup playoffs, they have made an announcement, and I'm curious as to the timing of why they do this, but the entire playoffs, the traditional, if you will, 16-team tournament, will be best of seven series. I find it curious that the league will put this in ahead of time, so far ahead of time, and announced that it's all going to be best of sevens. This really hems them into a two-month timetable for the traditional playoffs. I understand, and this ties into another announcement the league made today, phase two of the return to play plan. They want to open team facilities for voluntary limited workouts June 8th, which is this coming Monday. Again, I get that. I know you want to do that. Some players will be able to do that, but we're still looking at, if we're going to wedge this all in a reasonable time frame, you've got to get it going. Training camps no later than the middle of July, and preferably at the beginning of July. I don't see that as a realistic timetable. Maybe the middle of July might be realistic, but if you're going to get everybody together, kind of get them up to speed, and then you want to do a three-week camp instead of the traditional two in a couple of days, again, you're pushing things back a little bit. So that to me was interesting because it does hem them into this when they've said we want to play all 82 next year. Time may be a factor. Are you saving time by going to a best of five versus a best of seven for two rounds? Absolutely. You're saving about a week if you do it that way. You must allot for each series to go the full seven rounds, even though you don't know if it will. And they may not. But you have to allot the time. And so I just thought it was interesting they announced that so early in the going, because they could have waited until they got through training camp. And then as we were starting, which we already know between the round robin and then the 24-team play-in, we know that's going to be best of five. So no worries there. Best of seven, you could have said at the beginning of that, hey, we're going to go all best of sevens if you felt the timeline was suitable. Just thought that was a little strange. However, I do want to say, too, that they also announced today it's going to be once teams are seeded, then they'll be reseeded. This is not a bracketed tournament. So we are not going to see, imagine, if you will, if you're familiar with the college basketball tournament, you know, teams play their way through the bracket and they just go through the ladder that way. That's not how this is going to work. Each team will reseed. So in each round of the playoffs, this is from the NHL's release, the highest remaining seed in each conference will play the lowest remaining seed in that conference. The second highest remaining will play the second lowest, and so on. So that will not be the set bracket. And that is something that, you know, I'm in favor of. I think especially with the way things are going right now, reseeding is probably about as fair as we're going to get. So that to me works. And it's also interesting they announced that ties during the round robin will be broken by regular season points percentage. The seeding order for the top four teams will remain the same throughout the playoffs. So in the qualifying rounds, the higher seeded team will be designated as the home team for games 1, 2, and 5, and the lower seeded team home team for games 3 and 4. Why does that matter? Essentially last change. That's really the big one there. So that is part of something I think that could play into it. And during the first and second round conference finals, the higher seeded team will be designated as the home team for games 1, 2, 5, and 7. Lower seeded team in the best of sevens will be games 3, 4, and 6 that they will be the home team. Same for the Stanley Cup final, 1, 2, 5, and 7 if you are the top seed. And so with this format in place, we know that we're going to get treated to what we're used to, I guess, as hockey fans, a two-month run of Stanley Cup playoff action, which is tremendous. It's exciting. And we're going to get the feet wet, I guess, and get a little taste of it as we go in. And we have the round robin amongst the top four in the conference, and then everybody else trying to play their way in. But you know what? If it's done right, And if teams really are at 100% health and everything goes as well as it possibly can, it should be really exciting. All right, that's it for today's Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also, don't forget, Talking Puck TV is on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. We'll talk to you next time, everybody.